From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Absentee ballots cast in New York will not be rejected or voided because of stray marks or writing under a new law signed June 24th by Governor Kathy Hochul. The intent of the voter would have to be clear and unambiguous in order for the ballot to be upheld. Hochul said, and I quote, "No ballot should be disqualified because of a single errant pen stroke, and the legislation we're signing today marks a major step forward to ensure New Yorkers' unambiguous votes are counted," end quote. State election law requires that ballots be marked in the space where a voter is casting their vote as their candidate of choice. Stray marks or stains can occur in casting their vote as their stray marks or stains can occur, leading to the rejection of the ballot as a result. But the law approved by Hochul will allow for the vote to be counted as long as the intent is clear. Close election contests often come down to absentee ballots that have been cast. The use of absentee balloting has increased over the last 2 years amid the COVID pandemic. New York voters last year rejected a constitutional amendment that would have permanently allowed for no-excuse absentee balloting. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting how biologists from the State Department of Environmental Conservation's Hudson River Fisheries Unit annually study the endangered adult Atlantic sturgeon when the fish return to the Hudson River to spawn. Atlantic sturgeon is the largest fish species in the Hudson River estuary. They are anadromous, which means they hatch in freshwater, spend most of their lives in saltwater, and then return to freshwater to spawn. Atlantic sturgeon can live more than 60 years, reaching a weight of 800 pounds and a length of 14 feet. They are armored with bony plates, evidence of a linkage going back to the age of dinosaurs. Sturgeon are bottom feeders, eating chiefly worms, insects, crustaceans, and small fish. During the annual study, the fisheries crew set nets to catch the sturgeon, carefully moving the fish from the nets into a large pen in the Hudson tied to the boat. The crew members then weigh and measure each fish, determines its sex, and scan them for an electronic tag called a pit tag. If no tag is detected, a crew member inserts one into the base of the dorsal fin. The sturgeon are immediately released back into the Hudson River as soon as they are examined. The tags can be scanned to help learn more about the sturgeon movement and behavior. Atlantic sturgeon are known to migrate as far south as Georgia and as far north as Canada's Bay of Fundy. The Hudson River currently supports the largest population of Atlantic sturgeon along the Atlantic coast, estimated to be between 1,000 and 1,500 fish. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Natasha Von Holdridge is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Columbia and Greene counties are the recipients of funding to provide jobs this summer for disadvantaged youth. The state of New York has made available $46 million to provide training and employment for part of its summer youth employment program. Columbia County will receive $110,582, and Greene County will receive $115,533. An estimated 19,000 youth from low-income families statewide will participate this year, according to Governor Kathy Hochul's office. The program introduces the participants into the labor market so they can develop useful skills and will help them improve school performance and become responsible adults. It supports communities in creating summer jobs for youth, including communities where youth are vulnerable or susceptible to gun violence. Participants work in entry-level jobs at places such as parks, nursing homes, summer camps, childcare organizations, senior citizen centers, and community recreation centers, and more. To be eligible, participants must be 14 to 20 years old and have a household income below 200% of the federal poverty level of $46,060 for a family of three. Interested young people are encouraged to contact their local Department of Social Services. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.